Bro, I'll ask you. Down to 5,000. Now they got it. Stan Michael. 57-39 at Cheryl's position in the game. A lot of money at stake.
Stop
at Hong Kong. All right, Michael, here you go. Who's the champion? Kathy or Michael?
Today's these three players are after high stakes, but they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter DeMarcus.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron Roddy. What a great audience, and welcome everyone to Press Your Luck. Before we go on, I want to tell you we've got some big news for all you Press Your Luck viewers who would like to play the big board. So I want you to get your pens and pencils ready to take down an address we'll give you later on in the show, because we're talking about winning some big bucks right in your own home. Right now, let's talk to the three players who are going to be looking for big bucks right here in our show, starting with Lynn Kim. Hiya, Lynn. Lynn, where are you from?
San Diego.
I understand you're going to use this appearance on Press Your Luck for something special. What is this?
Just about the most interesting thing I've ever done.
Is it the most interesting thing you've ever done? Well, it says you handicap horses.
Well, yeah, in the summertime, we put all the information into our home computer, and it comes out with all the picks, and we win lots of money.
And you win money?
Sometimes.
Well,
I don't bet very much.
It's a little different. We've got a lot of money for you to win today, so maybe you can. All right, Lynn. Let's meet your second player. Her name is Frida Blackman. Hiya,
Hi.
Frida. Frida, what do you do?
I work as a sales clerk at a major store, and I'm a former cheerleader for El Camino High. Hi, Oceanside.
Hey, a cheer. Now, for the football team and the whole, do you remember any of the cheers?
A few.
Are they lengthy, or can you do a short one? That was good. I like that one. You like that one? It's been a while, huh, Frida?
We placed third in San Diego County, and then we took a trip to Chicago for a competition.
Then you're used to winning.
Yes.
Well, let's see what you do today, okay?
Okay.
Welcome to the show. Let's talk to Rick Perry. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Peter. How you doing?
Now, Rick, I understand that you are a black belt.
That's right.
I have a brown belt on, Rick. You want to go at it?
I better not press my luck.
Okay. What a guy. Rick, and you are a student, right?
That's right.
So you need money.
Yes, badly.
All right, well, let's see what happens. You've got three players, and we've got a lot of dollars. You know how we play this game. I have four questions. Your correct answers will earn you spins. The Big Press Your Luck game board, a correct buzzing answer gives you three spins. A correct multiple choice, one spin. Now, obviously, the more spins you have, the more money you can win. Because, as you know, our proverbial board is loaded with bucks and prizes, and every time you stop it like this, stop, you'll win money. What you want to do is avoid the whammy, all right? Because he takes away all your money, and here's your first question. If you want to dye a white shirt green, all you have to do is buy some green dye. But if you want to dye a yellow shirt green, what color dye should you get? Frida?
Blue.
All right, is the correct answer blue, orange, or pink, Lynn?
Blue.
Blue, says Lynn. Rick?
Blue.
A yellow shirt should turn green if you use blue dye. Correct. Lynn picks up a spin, Frida three, and Rick a spin. Hey, it's sunburn time again, and there's probably a salad dressing ingredient in your food pantry that's just about as good as anything for relieving sunburn pain. What is it, Lynn?
Vinegar.
Is the correct answer vinegar, lemon juice, or oil? Frida?
Vinegar
for Frida. What do you think, Rick?
I'm going to say oil.
Oil. Well, you feel better about your sunburn if you slap on a little vinegar. Yes. Lynn goes to four. Frida to four, and Rick stays at one. Here we move on right along. Of every five households in America these days, how many have children in them? Frida.
Three.
Is the correct answer three, two, or one?
Three.
Lynn says it's three. Rick, what do you think?
I'm going to go with three also.
Three. Well, of every five households, two have children in them. No spins there. Came up dry, so we're 4-4-1 to score. Here is the fourth question. Per capita in this country, what single profession makes more money than any other? Lynn?
Electronics.
All right, is the correct answer electronics? Doctors or lawyers, Frida?
Lawyers.
Lawyers, says Frida. Rick, what do you think?
It's probably lawyers, but I'll say doctors.
You're going to say doctors. Well, those big money makers are called doctors. Yeah. Correct. Vince at 4, Frida at 4, and Rick goes to 2. And all of you can have a chance to turn those pins into dollars. So don't go away. We're talking big bucks. Stay with us. Players, whether you know it or not, we're back. And we've got the big board to contend with. $13,000 up on that board. Few whammies, so avoid them. They take away all your money. Remember, the player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last in the final round. And you can also pass your remaining spins anytime during your turn if you have a fear of the whammy. And four whammies will break your heart as well as your pocketbook and bank because you'll be out of the game, okay? We're going to go to Rick, player with the fewest spins. Two. Rick, make some money.
Hey. Big bucks.
Yeah. Flatware. Stop the flatware. Rick, all value of that flatware is $550. One
right.
Spin left. Here we go.
Right, we're doing...
Stop it. Big bucks. $1,000. Up to $1,550. Rick, two good spins.
Thank you.
Tie between Lynn and Frida. Player to my left goes first. Lynn, four spins. Let's go for big bucks. All right, $500 on a spin. You still have four spins and $500 richer. Lynn, here we go.
Stop
at a coffee set.
All right.
Value of the coffee set. $605. You're at 1105. Second place.
I'm going. Games.
Here we go. Stop at a golf club. Set a golf club valued at $1,021. 2126. First place by about $600. What are you going to do with two spins, then?
One more time.
Stop at over. Didn't handicap that. All right, Lynn. $0.
Go.
One spin. You want to start again?
Oh, yeah.
All right. $300. Okay. In the chip. We now go to Frida with four spins.
Okay.
Looking for big bucks.
Stop
at $300. Right. Tied with Lynn. Second place. Three spins. Here we go.
Come on, big bucks. Stop
at $550. Right. That's $850. $700 separates you and Rick. Two spins.
Come on, big bucks.
Stop at $550. $1,400. $150. Less than Rick. One spin left. Frida, you want to go for it?
Press your left.
Okay, looking for first place.
Come on, big bucks. Stop
at $600. Right. Frida, that gives you $2,000. First place, you have the advantage. Rick has $1,550. And Lynn has $300. And we'll be right back with a whole new round of goodies. So don't go away. We're talking big bucks. Once again, into the breach. Four questions. Hopefully they'll produce answers. And as you know, you get spins for answers. This round of spin can be worth as much as $5,000. And whoever wins this round gets to take all the money home and come back again. Are you ready for your first question?
Ready.
Here we go. If you ordered a Riesling, a Gewürztraminer, or Moselle with a chicken dish, what color wine would you get? Rick?
White.
Is the correct answer white, rosé, or red? Lynn?
White.
White, says Lynn. Frida, what do you think?
White.
White. All those wines are indeed white. Yes. Lynn goes to one. Frida picks up a spin, and Rick goes to three. Most physicians specialize. For instance, a cardiologist specializes in the heart. A dermatologist specializes in the skin. But what's the specialty of an ophthalmologist? Rick?
Eye.
The eye.
Eye. All right. Is the correct answer. The eyes. The ears or the bones, Lynn?
The eyes.
Eyes, says Lynn. Frida?
The eyes.
The eyes. Well, indeed, the eyes have it. Lynn goes to two, Frida to two, and Rick to six. Rick just deals in multiples of three, evidently. According to Cosmopolitan magazine, a woman should never sleep with a man if he only joins her for what meal of the day? Lynn?
Dinner.
All right, is the correct answer dinner, breakfast, or lunch? Frida?
Dinner.
Dinner, says Frida. What do you think,
Rick? Sounds like dinner to me.
Well, Cosmo says, skip that guy who could only have lunch with you. Yes. That is the most ridiculous question I have ever... Lunch. Because it's the middle of the... I don't even want to get into it. Any event, if nobody got any spins on that, I wouldn't have gotten any spins. That doesn't say much for me, though. All right. Here we go with another question. If a friend tells you he's planning a trip to the land down under, what country is he... Frida.
Australia.
Is he going to visit? Is it Australia, China, or New Zealand, Lynn?
Australia.
Australia, says Lynn. What do you think, Rick?
They sound like they know. I'm going with Australia.
Australia. Well, if you're going down under, you'll be visiting Australia. That means Lynn goes to 3, Frida to 5, and Rick to 7. And that was the final question. So all those players will be taking those spins to the big board to decide who's going to walk away with all the bucks. That's best of luck, so come on back. $80,000 on the board up there. Even one prize worth more than $5,000. Also, some whammies. Be careful. Frida, you're going to play last because you have the most money. And that means that the player with the least amount of money, Lynn, goes first with $300, 3 spins. Are you ready, Lynn?
Okay, come on,
big bucks.
Stop.
Stop at $1,000.
All right.
Spin. $1,300. Still have 3 spins. Third place. Going on.
Stop.
Stop at $1,000 and a spin again. $2,300. Second place, 3 spins.
Oh,
here we go.
Stop
at 0. All right, $0, 2 whammies, 2 spins.
Gotta go.
Gonna go again.
Gotta go.
Lynn's
stop.
Going for it. Stop
all
at $1,750.
Right.
Second place, 1 spin.
Gotta go.
One more time.
Stop
at $1,000 on a spin. Back up to $2,750. First place, 1 spin.
Gotta go.
One more time.
Stop
at Frankfurt, Germany. Lynn, a trip to Frankfurt is valued at $4,236. You're up to $69.86. Nice total, first place for now. Let's go to Rick with 7 spins.
Yes.
$1,550, Rick. Big bucks.
Here we go.
Stop! Stop at $750 and a spin.
Okay.
That's a free $750, $2,300, second place, 7 spins.
All right, let's go.
Stop! Stop at $2,250. $4,550, second place, 6 spins.
Okay, let's do it. Let's keep on going.
Looking for big bucks. Stop at $750 and a spin. $300, 6 spins, $1,686 to Lynn.
A lot of spins.
Here we go. Stop at big bucks. $5,000 and a spin. At $10,300, Rick, and you still have 6 spins.
Okay.
All
we're
right.
Going.
Here we go. Stop at $1,000 and a spin. $11,300, same 6 spins, Rick.
Yeah, I'm going.
Going again. Stop at $750 on a spin. $12,050, 6 spins. You can't get out of that rut.
Oh, man. I didn't think about this
one. What are you going to do with the 6
spins? I'm going to go.
Going to go. $12,050. Stop. Stop at $1,000 on a spin. $13,050, 6 spins, Rick. You can't get rid of the spins, although you're adding to the dollar amount. What do you want to do? Rest your luck or pass.
Okay, one more time.
One more time, says
more
Rick.
Time.
One more time.
Woo-hoo!
Stop! Stop at $1,400. $14,450, 5 spins left. Passing. They go to Frida. No, they don't. They go to Lynn. Sorry. They go to Lynn. $69.86.
Okay,
2 whammies. 5 spins you have to take. Here they come.
Stop
at $750 and a spin. $7,736, 4 spins, 1 in the earned column. Here we go. Stop at $3,000 and a spin. $10,736, 3 more spins. Here we go. Stop at 0. Whammy. Lynn, we're going to take the 2 spins in the pass column, move them to the earn column. You have 4 spins, no dollars, and you have 3 whammies. As you know, one more whammy, you're out of the game. 4 spins, however, what's your pleasure?
Can't win without any money.
I understand.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Stop
at $2,500.
Right.
3 spins, $2,500. Second place, Lynn. 3 spins. Press your luck or pass.
I'm going.
Going. Stop at $2,000, $4,500. Two spins left. $10,000 separates you and Rick. Press your luck.
I came with nothing. I'm going.
Gonna go again. Stop at a big screen TV. Valued at $3,800, Lynn. That's $8,300. $6,150 separate you and Rick. One spin left.
Three. I'm going.
Gonna go again. $8,300. Stop at $2,000. $10,300. Solid second place. Frida, it is up to you with five spins and $2,000. Are you ready?
Ready.
Here we go.
Okay. Come on, big butt.
Stop it. Now, Mexican Cruise. Frida, value. It's $2,714, $4,714, four spins left, $10,000 separates you and Rick.
Butt.
Here we go.
Stop!
Stop at $750. That's $5,464, three spins. Press your luck or pass third place.
Come on, big butt!
Stop! Stop at $750. That's $6,214, two spins left, Frida. You have about $8,200 difference, and Frida's going.
Come on, big butt!
Stop and pick a corner. A whammy, a car, or $2,500. The car. Frida takes the car, valued at $5,199. Now, Frida, you have $11,413. Roughly $3,000 separates you and Rick. You are in second place. You can elect to go for it yourself. If you get something that's more than $3,000, you'll win it. If you pass it to Rick any whammies, you'll win. But you're going to... You have $3,037 less than Rick. If you get something more than $3,037, you'll win the game. If you pass, you'll pass to Rick. If he whammies, you win the game. Do you want to be in charge or do you want Rick? Press your luck or pass. Passing it to Rick. It's yours, Rick. $14,450. Avoid the whammy. You're the champ. Here we go, big bucks. Who's the champ?
Stop!
Stop! $2,000! And Rick is the champion today with $15,450.
Find out what you want left. It is next.
Winner Rick with $16,450. Rick, I bet you're dying to know what your prizes are. Rod's going to tell you. Rod, go for it.
I sure will, Peter. Rick, you won some beautiful flatware for truly elegant dining. This lovely Michael C. Fina silver plate flatware. 68 pieces in a contemporary deluxe drawer chest from the Michael C. Fina Company. That prize totaling $550 combined with the $15,900 in cash you've won gives you a grand total, Rick, of $16,450. Congratulations.
What a game, Rick. $16,450. Exciting down to the last minute. Congratulations. You can sit there and contemplate that for a while. Pardon?
Can I change my pants?
Yeah. Okay, Lynn and Frida, I thank you for being with us. You played the game extremely well. You will not be going away empty-handed. We have some nice prizes for you. I appreciate it. Rick, we'll see you next time.
Yes.
Until then, we have some words of wisdom from Dave and Sherry Duran of Lakewood, Colorado. Are you ready? Good. Our six-month-old, whose name is Sammy, wakes up early just to watch the whammy. Little does she know, he's a mean little guy who makes the contestants just want to cry. Aw, get out of here. All right, until next time when we see Rick, this is Peter Tamarkin saying so long for Press Your Luck. Bye-bye.
But they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tamarkin.
Thank you. Hey, Well, thank you, Rob and Roddy, once again. And hi, everybody. Welcome to Trust Your Luck. We're having fun once again because this is the 19th day, the next to last day, the big player home player game. And yesterday, Kathy Roberts of Monroe, Michigan, won $2,500. Yeah. So keep with us because if you send in a card, you could have something lucky happen to you. So hold on to something lucky because when it comes up in round two, that home player spin, we could be doing it for you. So stick with us right now. Let's meet the three players who are vying for the big bucks today on Press Your Luck, starting with our first player, Seth Winder, who's our champ. $25,860. Seth, you going to go into a new line of work or what?
Nope. Stay right where I'm at.
Just be wealthier.
That's right. Buy a home.
Buy a new home now, huh?
Hopefully, yeah.
So you're to be married, what, 4 months?
4 months.
I think it's time for a home.
There you go.
All right, Seth. Best of luck to you today. Our second player is Pat Fakiza. How are you, Pat?
Real good, too. How are you?
Good. As I recall, that name used to play baseball.
Many, many years ago. When I was in the slender days.
Who did you play for?
Minnesota Twins.
Aha. What position?
Basically, second base and a little bit of outfield.
Second base of the Twins. All right.
Had a tough competitor, Rod Caruto.
Oh, Rod Carew. Yeah, I remember him.
He's done well.
Yeah, rather. You could do well today.
I intend to make as much
as Rod makes in maybe, what, 15 minutes?
Great.
All right, there's big bucks here for you, Pat. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, and our third player is Kathy McGee.
Hi,
Kathy.
Hi, Peter.
Now, Kathy, you have some... You're getting married, aren't you?
Yes, I'm getting married in 1 month.
In 1 month. Look at all the sets turned off. Everybody turned all the sets off. Kathy, how did you meet your husband-to-be?
We met at 4 stoplights in a row, and then he turned out to be in my class that evening.
Well, what happened at the stoplights? Did you talk?
Just kept hitting the stoplights, and we'd look over and smile and laugh. And the next stoplight, the same thing. And the next stoplight, you'd look down at the radio and fiddle with the buttons. And the fourth stoplight, don't even look.
I tried that, and after the first stoplight, she just turned right. I don't know what happened. Whatever. All right, Kathy, good to have you with us. Good luck.
Thank you.
Are you ready to play?
Yes.
I've got some questions. Give me some answers. Buzz in 3 spins, a multiple choice, 1 spin. According to a Good Housekeeping poll, what fraction of married women say they know exactly what their husband's first words will be? Seth?
Too soon.
Half.
Will be when he comes home at night. Is the correct answer 1/2, 1/4, or 3/4, Pat?
1/4.
1/4. What do you think, Kathy?
I would also say 1/4.
1/4. Well, half of the wives claim to know what their husband will say when they come home. But they wouldn't say what it is. Seth gets 3 spins. This is a strange question. All right, second question. What well-known actress is married to movie producer Blake Edwards? Pat?
Julie Andrews.
Is the correct answer Julie Andrews, Diane Cannon, or Mary Tyler Moore? Seth?
Julie Andrews.
Julie Andrews. What do you think, Kathy?
Julie Andrews.
Yeah, Mrs. Blake Edwards is also known as Julie Andrews. Seth goes to 4, Pat gets 3, and Kathy is spin. What American city has played host to more political conventions than any other city? Pat.
Chicago.
Is the correct answer Chicago, New York City, or Philadelphia? Seth?
I'm going to say Philadelphia.
All right, what are you going to say, Kathy?
I say Chicago.
You'd be right. It is Chicago. That's the big convention city. Pat goes to 6, Kathy to 2. Last question. To the nearest 50 years, what anniversary of man flight did we just celebrate? Kathy.
50.
Is the correct answer 50, 100, or 200? Seth?
50.
50. Pat, what do you think?
100.
Guess what, gang? We just celebrated man's 200th anniversary. The Montgolfier brothers flew in their hot air balloon 200 years ago in 7... You know how we know our producer was there. Seth gets 4, Pat gets 6, Kathy at 2. You're all making us spin those spins in the box. We come back to hang in there. We'll come right back. All right, time for the board. Over 15,000 goodies up there. Some whammies. Stay away from the whammies. The player who ends this round with the most money gets to play last, as you know. Also, you know about passing your remaining spins. And 4 whammies will put you out of the game. Fewest spins goes first. Kathy, you have the distinction. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready for a honeymoon trip. Let's see. Come on, big bucks.
Stop at $200. Well, that'll pay for gas. One more spin, Kathy.
Okay, come on, come on. Let's have the highest money on the board. Stop
at small appliances. Well, those are worth $286. $486. That's better than a whammy anytime, Kathy. Let's go to Seth with four spins.
All right, here we go. Gonna go after those big bucks. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at big bucks. $1,000. Seth calls in again. Three spins, $1,000. Here we go.
Gotta keep going. Big bucks, here. Come on, do it to me again. Big bucks, stop.
Stop at $300. That's $1,300. Two spins, fresh luck to pass.
And keep on going. Gotta keep going. Big bucks, big bucks, big bucks. Stop.
Stop at $750 yeah. more. 2050, one more spin. You are in first place by a lot of bucks. About 1,500, 1,600.
I gotta go.
All
one
right.
More. Big dollars here. Come on, big bucks, stop.
Stop at $600.
Yeah.
2,650. First place for now, but Pat's coming at you with six spins. Pat?
Long way to go. Here we go now. Come on, wait. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. All right, Pat, get them out of your system.
No
five
problem.
Spins left. You ready?
Here we go. Here we go. Come on. Stop.
Stop at 300 and a spin. Still have your five spins, $300, third place. Here we go.
Gotta go. Gotta go. Stop.
Stop at 200 more. That's 500. Second place by $14 ahead of Captain Four Spins.
Gotta keep going. Gotta keep going. Stop.
Stop at 1250.
Right.
Big bucks. 1750. Moving up on Seth. About $900 separates the two of you. Three spins.
Gotta go. Gotta go.
Stop at 300 more. That's 2,050. Seth was there one time. $600 between the two of you. Two spins.
Pass.
Pass him. Ah, a little strategy.
Right.
Let's see how it works. Seth,
all
you know
right.
he's passing you. Let's see if you can avoid it.
I'm not going to complain about him. Big
right.
bucks. Big bucks. Big stop.
Stop at $300.
Yeah.
$2,950. You hold off the whammy. Seth, you'll have first place. If not, it's Pat. Here we go.
Here we go. Big bucks. Big bucks. Here we go. Now win it. Stop.
Stop at
yeah.
$400. Kathy, $486. Pat, $2,050. And Seth, with $3,350. Jeff, you have first place in the advantage. We're coming right back right after this for the whole new round. Stay with us. Do it once more. More questions, and now you're going to give me answers, and you get spins for those, and spins become bucks. Everybody understand that? Good. Here we go with the first question. We've all heard of new car fever, but what we want to know is how many Americans out of four finance their cars? Pat?
Four.
Here's the correct answer. Four, one, or three? Seth?
I'll say three.
Three. What do you think, Kathy?
I say three.
Out of every four car buyers, three finance.
Yeah.
Seth gets a spin, and so does Kathy. Pat, you're a rich guy. You just buy them out, right? All right. She's perched on a pedestal with her lighted torch held high above her head. She's not our nation's symbol, but the symbol of a major motion... Seth?
Statue of Liberty.
The symbol of a major motion picture company. Which one is the correct answer? Statue of Liberty, Universal, or Columbia, Pat?
Columbia.
Columbia. What do you think, Kathy?
Columbia.
Yeah, that lady with the torch starts the movies made by Columbia Pictures.
Woo!
Pat gets a spin, and Kathy gets a spin, and Seth buzzed in early and got nailed. That happens. All right. Which television, motion picture, and nightclub comedian created a character called Fat Albert? Seth.
Bill Cosby.
Is the correct answer Bill Cosby, David Brenner, or Robin Williams? Pat?
Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby. Kathy?
Bill Cosby.
Fat Albert was created by Bill Cosby. That's right.
Yeah.
Seth goes to four. Pat to two. Kathy to three. Last question. What kind of candy is said to be President Reagan's favorite? Seth?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans is the correct answer. Jelly beans, chocolate, or licorice? Pat?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans. What do you think, Kathy?
Jelly beans.
Jelly beans. No one in the country would get that question wrong. President Reagan's favorite is jelly beans. Seth goes to seven, Pat to three, Kathy to four. That's the last round. You know your players are going to the big board to wrest the money away from the big bad Randy. Come on, Pat.
Watching Press Your Luck. Then, players tried to avoid the zonk on Let's Make a Deal, followed by Lingo. Stick around.
We're back for big bucks, over 80,000 up there on the board. As you know, some prizes are even worth more than $5,000. Do not forget the whammy. I doubt you will. He is up there with Tammy, ready to take away all your money. We're ready to go, but I want to take a moment to remind you that one of the spins in this very round will be the home player spin. We're going to show the home audience right now which one it is. There she goes. If the contestant who's playing that spin has drawn your card, that spin obviously is going to be for you. So what do you say we get started and find out who today's winners are going to be? We have Kathy at 486, Pat at 2050, Seth 3350. You have first place. You will play last. And that means Kathy with 486, you'll be first with four spins. Let's see if you can maximize them, Kathy.
Okay, come on, big butt. No whammy, stop.
Stop at Tokyo. Woo! Kathy, where's your nice honeymoon? That trip to Tokyo. 34.84, Kathy, 39.70. First place, here we go.
Back.